This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. The General Accounting Office has recently released a report entitled Effective Long-Term Options Needed to Manage Unadoptable Horses. Wild horses and burros roam Bureau of Land Management rangelands in 10 western states. Nearly three-fourths of the Bureau of Land Management's wild horse and burro program budget is literally being eaten up by nearly 30,000 animals in both long- and short-term holding. Tom Gorey is a spokesman for the BLM here in Washington. Tom, does the report show that BLM is making progress toward the goal of meeting the appropriate management level?
Probably the most significant two findings in the GAO report. Number one, that they find that we are making significant progress toward achieving what we call the appropriate management level. Right now we have 33,000 plus wild horses and burros on our BLM public rangelands. We're trying to get that number down to 27,300. That's the what we call the appropriate management level. That's basically the level at which those herds can thrive in balance with other resources on the land and other uses of the land that are authorized. So that's the first significant finding. The other is that they very definitely correctly depict our situation, which is that we're being overwhelmed by holding costs, the cost of holding wild horses and burros in facilities off of the public rangelands.
What is the cost of keeping these horses in long and short-term care?
Okay, in our long-term pastures where horses can graze on the grass out there is $1.27 a day per horse. But in our short-term facilities, which require feeding with hay, whose price has skyrocketed, it requires labor and maintenance costs, it's $5.08 a day. So it's much more expensive to keep horses in short-term holding. And what we're finding now, though, is we've maxed out on our capacity in our pastures. So we're having to put horses that would otherwise go there into short-term holding, which is more expensive.
How would these wild Mustangs fare if Bureau of Land Management just left them alone on the range? Would that be inhumane?
If we left the population unchecked, herd populations double in size about every 4 years. So we would see a significant increase in the population. And then down the line, it would just be exponentially greater. We would see damage to wildlife habitat. We'd see overgrazing. Eventually, we'd see malnutrition and starvation because the horses would eat themselves out of house and home.
Getting back to the report from the GAO, did it offer any solutions?
The GAO report has recommended that we work with Congress and our stakeholders because they recognize that we're not in compliance with the law as it stands now. That means that we are not euthanizing excess horses as the law authorizes us to do. And we are not selling without limitation, as the law authorizes us to do. They would like us to get into compliance, but work with Congress and our stakeholders to do that, to find the best way of doing that.
Tom Gorey from the Bureau of Land Management, thank you for talking with us today. For more information on the Wild Horse and Burro Program, go to www.blm.gov. To read the GAO report, go to www.gao.gov. This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior, Studio 7013. I'm Ron Tull, Washington.